Well, Jack, a good return for you today to the John Smith Stadium. A huge result for the Millers.
Yeah, I know. I mean, I've come back to my old club. It's nice to see a few familiar faces. But, you know, your mentality's got to be that you've got a job to do for Rotherham, and that's my current team. And what a result it was. You know, it's a good performance that we needed on the back of a poor one at Cardiff. And I think the way we went about his business was brilliant.
In terms of what this means for the season overall as well, it's opened up a 9-point gap on the drop zone now.
It has, yeah. And, you know, anyone that says that they're not looking below them, I think it's a lie, because I think it'd be a massive achievement to keep Rotherham in the Championship. I mean, we've done ourselves no harm at all, and a 9-point gap is absolutely brilliant. I'd like to know a number that's going to keep us safe, but 2 years ago I was in this position with Huddersfield and I think we needed 50 points to stay up. So, I mean, a 9-point gap is very nice at the moment, but we're just looking at a game at a time, and if we can get a few more wins sooner rather than later, you know, I think we'll be fine.
In terms of the performance today, and that back line in particular, two debutants in there and yet a clean sheet.
Yeah, it's massive. I think it's good for the back five, you know, including the goalkeeper, but we had a great protection in there with Arnie and Richie Smallwood. And, you know, Connor Salmon in front of me was brilliant. And, you know, Prings on the other side, Frex and Darbs leading from the front. You know, a clean sheet is all about a team working hard, and we certainly did that.
How much more difficult is it though when you've got two players in that back four that you've not had much training time, if any training time with?
Yeah, it is difficult. You know, you try and build a relationship so quickly, and me and Faz, you know, I tried helping him through the game. I know he's a young lad. I've got a little bit of experience, so I tried using that, and I thought he really shone in the second half. He looked a lot more comfortable, and it was a brilliant debut from him.
Did you pull a couple of faces when the team came out like that? Because a few of us in the press box saw the two debutants in there and thought, that's a bold move by Steve Evans.
I mean, we had Dan in with us on Thursday and Friday, so, you know, there's always half a chance that we knew that he was going to play. But, you know, to just see Faz on the coach for the first time today, you know, it just depends on the manager. Some will throw him in straight away, and some will take the time. But, you know, he was in straight away, and for a young lad, I thought he did brilliant.
How close do you think this has taken you to safety today, do you think? I know you said you don't know the number that you're going to need, but a 9-point gap's a big gap with 10 games to go.
It is a big gap. I think it's a massive step to safety if you can follow up a performance like this. We've got another few games at home that you'd like to think are winnable, and we know that we can play well at home. But we also know that any team can come and beat us in this league, and we can beat anyone. So a 9-point gap's brilliant. Hopefully we can build on today's performance and not go back to the poor ones that we had at Wolves, Watford and Cardiff, because I think it's about consistency now, and after a performance like that, you know, it should be a lot of positives to build on.
And the Wigan game now is a cliched 6-pointer, isn't it, next week?
Of course it is, yeah. I mean, normally you do your business on the pitch, and after the game you look on your phone and see the scores and see when you are in the league. But when you're playing someone in and around you, you know that if you take 3 points off them, you don't need to go check your phone and see what they've done, because you know you've already done it.
And for you personally, how are you finding things? It's obviously been a bit in and out of the side as well. You came, you got your injury, you've had to sit and bide your time again.
Yeah, I was ill as soon as I came in and then got injured, so it's nice to get a few run of games, and you know, I'm finding myself getting back up to full fitness. I've had a good few games now, and we've got a full week's recovery, so when the next games come, you know, I'm hoping to be back up to full fitness.
Can you look any further than this initial spell? Can you look any further forward?
No.
Focusing purely on this spell now?
Yeah, I think, you know, from now until the end of the season, I've got to keep Rotherham, along with the other lads and the manager and the staff, in the Championship, and that'll be a great achievement.
How big would that rank for you amongst achievements? Then you obviously got promoted here with Huddersfield, but how much would it be an achievement to keep Rotherham in the league?
It would, yeah. I think that a team that's come up like Rotherham, no disrespect, but everyone knows in the league that they're one of the smaller teams on a smaller budget. To keep them in the Championship would be, I think it would be better than the back-to-back promotions that they've had personally. But we'll have to wait and see if that happens.